spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Cops in Manchester, England, they got a call on Friday night about a guy standing in the middle of a woman's bathroom in a restaurant, having fun with himself.
Ew.
I mean, does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah, I don't need dressing for this salad thing.
There you go, exactly. By the time they got there, he was gone, but they quickly tracked him down at a massage parlor where he stripped completely naked and lubed himself up from head to toe.
He was like, listen, I'm going to help you out to the massage therapist. He's like, I'll do this part, and then you just massage me.
Well, doesn't this kind of like seem backwards to you, like the whole sequence?
He's got a lot of stamina.
He got the happy ending before the massage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, aren't you supposed to do it the other way around?
Oh, boy.
By the way, where do you get this massage oil at? Because I got a massage, I don't know, probably like 6 or 7 weeks ago for the first time in my life. And whatever oil that girl was rubbing into me was amazing.
Yeah, it's good
but
stuff.
But what is it, though? Is it like a drug you got to know somebody that deals
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like an industry secret. You can't just buy it at Target.
I would just guess it's movie theater butter.
Well, in that case, lube me up. Let's see here. Another dummy of the day story. 33-year-old Dennis Strickland walked into a bank. This happened in Iowa last Thursday and tried to deposit a fake $1 million bill.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit suspicious when you got a $1 million bill.
I mean, there's all kinds of bills out there. What do we have at our front desk? Like a Barack Obama bill? I think that's $1 million bill.
Yeah. Also suspicious.
Technically, it's not illegal to be clueless, though, so he didn't actually get in trouble for it. But the bank teller did call the cops on him. When they showed up, they asked him to empty his pockets. It's not clear if it even had anything to do with the money, but since he had broken the law, they wanted to be safe. So he emptied his pockets, and they ended up pulling out a bag of meth.
Oh, well, there it is.
Should have just deposited the meth. That would have been probably quicker. He's facing charges for possession of a controlled substance and is due in court next week. And your final dummy of the day story is something that I always do when I, if I do go to the gym or if I go to the doctor, just anywhere that I'm weighing myself, this is what I do. And now I'm really afraid to do it ever again. A 72-year-old guy was at a grocery store in Florida last week, and he decided to weigh himself on their big scale. Because some grocery stores have like those big scales out there.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that.
Well, why don't you?
I mean, I feel like they'd be like, get off, you know.
Oh, well, he did it. He wanted to be accurate, though, too. Same thing that I want to do for the reading. So he took his wallet out of his pocket. But when he was done, he forgot to grab his wallet, and someone stole it.
Yep. Got to be responsible.
Hold on, I have to sneeze.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. No.
I don't know how people on TV don't sneeze, because I just did.
We need a glass shield like they have at, like, salad bars and stuff.
No, see, I covered, like, a lot of people. Here's the thing, too. We're heading back to school and all that. Can we do a little PSA sidebar in the dummy of the day?
All right.
You do not cough into your hands. You're rude and you're disgusting if you cough and go achoo into your hands, unless it's pure accidental. But every time if you do that, you're rude, because that's how you spread disease and germs. Now, if you... like, kind of bend your elbow and, like, cough in, you know.
Yeah,
cough
but you might, like, blow something into your dab area. You're dabbing, Joe.
Then clean up your dab. Dab it off. I don't know, but people that cough in your hands, it's like, come on, that's gross. That's been a little Joe and the Alex Show morning PSA for you right there. Alex, obviously, is a person that coughs into her hands, so she has nothing to say about it.
I agree with you. I mean, there's not really much I can say. Like, I agree, yeah, you cough in your, like, elbow or whatever.
She coughs into her hands.
I do not.
Do you ever cough?
I don't ever cough.
Alex does like a half sneeze where I think she kind of goes to the bathroom too. She's like,
do you dab when you sneeze?
Yes.
You think that's why dabbing was invented, possibly? Just to sneeze?
Somebody was sneezing and
Cam
like,
Newton
oh,
had to
cool
sneeze.
Move.
He's like, here you go, dab. Okay. Well, going back to this guy, sorry for getting sidetracked, but he walked into the store, wanted to weigh himself on their big scale. He took his wallet out because he wanted to have an accurate weight because, you know, that could throw off the weight by a couple of pounds, I'm sure. Well, he took it out of his pocket. When he was done, he forgot to grab his wallet and somebody stole it. Like, he turned around, started walking. Somebody jacked it. The guy lost all of his cash inside. Don't know how much that was. And the cops have had no luck tracking it down. But that's,
I think it's still worth it because I've always wanted to get weighed on one of those things.
Does anybody know like a store somewhere around here where you can walk in and there's a scale? Like if you can actually just walk in on it? Because we should all weigh ourselves. We can do that. Can you tweet us if you do know something, Joe and Alex Show, and say, hey, go to this place, or hey, go to that place, or hey, come into my basement. I got a scale you guys can all check out. There you go.